Poet William Wordsworth said, "Poetry is a spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings. It takes its origin from emotion recollected in tranquility." There are times when someone's performing a piece of their poetry and you can see that it comes from deep within them and it shows the powerful feelings inside them. Hello, my name is Jessica Vaughn and you're listening to Voice of a Generation, where every voice has a story to tell. Today in the studio, I have local poet Charlotte Aragon. She's been writing poetry for about 10 years or so, and she started performing just about a year ago and started writing spoken word when she was in high school. Charlotte, I want to thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So I kind of want to just dive right in and start the show off by asking you, what inspires you to write?
So currently I'm working on my first full-length collection of poems, and my biggest inspiration out of that comes from having experienced severe trauma when I was a child. So I have a lot of gaps in my memory. That's kind of how I describe them. So my newest project is called Forgetting Place, and I drive a lot of my inspiration, or grab a lot of my inspiration, from just what it was growing up. I grew up very poor. I grew up I am Mexican. I didn't grow up Mexican and change, but I grew up Mexican. I am Mexican, and so growing up as a passing white Mexican, how that experience kind of shaped who I am now and how I identify now, and growing up in a very conservative Catholic household, and just kind of everything that, all the little pieces that have contributed to the whole of what is today. I kind of gather that and what that means for me in terms of being a Latin American woman in our current society, and just kind of try to take that and relate it to what other people might be experiencing and how I can change other people's narratives from the experience that I've gathered from the things that I've gone through.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you kind of feel like you have gaps of memory in your past. Do you feel like writing helps you remember stuff at all, or is that kind of just a way for you to express the things that you do remember or the struggle of not remembering?
I definitely do think that it helps me remember. I have been exploring the gaps in terms of what it means to have lost memory, or what it means to have the memories that I do retain, and then what it means to experience things in my life that kind of open up these doors to these memories that I've lost, and how that helps me redefine my past or my present. So I think it definitely has helped me gather a lot more from what I've lost, and it helps me, and then writing it, creating art through it, really helps me to kind of reconfigure everything and just help me move through whatever it is that it unlocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when it does unlock these feelings and bring up all these emotions and conveying that through your writing, so would you mind asking, like, what...
By all means, get personal.
Okay. So what kind of things happened in your past that you do write about that you maybe feel like hopes to connect with people or to kind of act as a release for you?
So I am very outspoken about being a survivor of sexual and domestic violence, and I am very outspoken about what it has meant for me to grow up as a queer individual in a very conservative household. And so that, I feel like those apply to a much greater narrative, and that's where kind of I get to relate to people, and people get to be moved by my work, which for me is an amazing concept. I have people that have come up to me and tell me that they're like a fan of my work, and that just blows my mind every time I have that sort of interaction, because I'm just like me. I'm just this little nobody from Huntington Beach, California, and I just write words, and it's really opened me up to this experience of connecting with people in a way that I never could have imagined possible, and I think it's just a beautiful experience that I get to take from things that were not so beautiful and to create art out of them, and then to create this this presence in such a magnificent community, and I'm really fortunate to be able to do that.
Yeah. The stuff that you do write about your experiences of like sexual abuse, do you ever find that, because it is a touchy subject for a lot of people too, mm-hmm. Do you ever find that people don't take it well when you read stuff like that, or have you not really had negative experiences like that?
So far, I am very glad to say that I haven't had negative experiences from it. I do my best to write from it in the most honest way possible, which I've come to realize that is really a place of sadness and a place of question and misunderstanding, because when you experience sexual violence, you go, why? Like, why would someone do this? Why me? Why is this allowed to happen? And there are just so many questions that cascade from that. And I try to write from it from a very personal experience, which from me is something that I experienced because of my father, unfortunately. And so it was a place very close to my heart that brought about a lot of confusion. And so I try to do it from this honest place as a daughter, and not so much about the gory details of what exactly happened, but more so of the aftermath of the questions that it brought about and the, you know, all of the struggles that came from it as well, because there are so many things that happen, and a lot of that does have to do a great deal as to why I have what I call the gaps in my memory. And so I just try to make sure that it's not so much about the thing itself, but what the thing causes, because I feel like that's where we really come together as a community of survivors of any sort of violence, is the aftermath and how we pick up the pieces.
Mm-hmm. It's always, you know, there in this climate right now, there's a lot of people coming out and speaking out about their experiences and stuff. What do you think that the, because I feel like it's powerful when anybody kind of speaks up and shares what happened to them and tries to make a change. So what do you think it is about conveying that message through poetry that you like doing, or that helps you, or that you think might help other people by doing it through poetry?
Poetry has just always helped me. I did start writing at a very young age. I took a little bit of a break in high school, and then that's kind of when I started, late high school, early college is when I kind of started to get back into it. And I think that there's a lot of elements, especially about spoken word, like performative poetry, that kind of pull a lot of strings in the mode of healing, as in performative poetry or spoken word is very rhythmic, and you know, we've plenty of studies have shown how healing the power of music is, and I think that there is something very musical, and everybody has their own cadence, and I feel like that really attributes to how we respond to certain poems or poets in certain content, and that I think attributes greatly to the idea of healing that poetry brings, not just to the individual writing or performing it, but also to other people that are experiencing the poetry through either listening to it or watching it being performed. I think there are so many other ways as well. And I mean, we could go on about that, mm-hmm. But that we are a little bit limited on time.
When you get on stage, what's that experience like for you? Do you still get nervous?
Oh, it's terrifying. A lot of my friends that perform are performers by nature. I do consider myself a performer by nature. I grew up on stage, or at least behind or in front of a camera. And that in that sense, I do feel comfortable there. I know that the stage is always called to me in that way. But I by no means am a public speaker. I don't consider myself one, at least, and it terrifies me every time. But one thing that I was always taught since I was young is that anything worth doing is going to scare you at least a little bit. And so I always keep that in the back of my mind, because there is no instance in which I am not nervous on stage, but it has become a very interesting home for me to be up there and be able to perform.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you have a lot of friends that write poetry as well, or you have friends that write poetry and perform. So what's it like to kind of have that really close community with you to kind of encourage you and be there to watch you perform, and you know, just have that close-knit group of people supporting you?
It's amazing. Poetry has introduced so many wonderful people into my life, and I am constantly grateful for it. It's brought so many close friendships, and it's amazing to be able to work like on a piece and then bring it to someone and them, one, understand kind of the place where I'm coming from, and then be able to look at it from the perspective of being my friend but also my peer in poetry and help me through it artistically and also technically, and just how that has helped me grow as a performer in the short amount of time that I've been performing, because I've only been performing since early August last year, so I very much consider myself a novice in comparison to a lot of my friends. So just it's helped me grow so much as a person and as a poet to have people who understand the art form so closely and so intimately. That it's been a magnificent blessing that I'm continuously grateful for.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the difference of telling someone your story in general is a very just vulnerable way of communication, just telling your story and being open and honest. But, you know, doing that in front of a stage, in front of a crowd of people, being vulnerable in that way, what's that like for you? What's the difference like between performing in front of on a stage in front of a bunch of people as opposed to like just with your close friends?
It's oddly very different. So I recently experienced this. I was honored to be able to eulogize my grandmother at her funeral in February, and I had written a poem about her, and so that was my eulogy, is I got to perform that in front of a room of relatives. And I can honestly say that was more terrifying than ever performing in front of a bunch of strangers, because on a regular basis, I perform in front of over 200 people a week, usually. Even more than that if I'm really out there. And there is, I think there is an accountability that people who really know you or have this image of you that they've had since you were young or however long, that they hold to you. And in a room full of strangers, there aren't really any expectations for you. And so you get to kind of have that freedom of just expressing yourself and doing it unapologetically, and knowing that when you walk away from this place, like there are no afterthoughts that are going to follow you, like in your personal life. Whereas having come out to family members or just saying like, okay, I'm going to speak openly about these things that I went through or that we went through as a child, and just kind of dealing with the repercussion of other people's feelings in that, it brings a lot of pressure. My family are a very private people, and so coming out and performing and kind of laying out my dirty laundry, as my grandfather would have put it, is very counterintuitive to them. So it's I have kind of this sense of duty to make sure that I do everything in a very respectful manner, and that definitely does put a lot of pressure on how I express myself and how I put out my work.
Mm-hmm. Do you often share your stuff with your family, or is that kind of stuff that you want to keep separate? Like, are they fully supportive of the stuff that you write about and what you're doing?
Like I said, my family is very private people, so they do have a little bit of a hard time sometimes when I come out and I say these things, but they are extremely supportive. They are always there for me when I want to share something with them. They're eager to listen to anything that I have to say when I tell them, like, oh, I write a piece that reminds me of them, or I write a piece inspired by them. I did do a series of poems that I wrote specifically inspired by different family members. And so they're always, of course, eager to hear what I wrote about them. But they are very supportive in the whole, in that if I have something to share, they're willing to listen. And that's something I'm very grateful for, in that they're, regardless of what I do or what I put out, they are there for me, in that they are proud with no matter what I do.
Nice. That's really good. That's good to have that support system behind you for sure. So when you first started, you said you started kind of doing spoken word when you were in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you learn that from, or did anybody teach you? Was it from just observation?
Tumblr.
Yeah.
That's kind of the widest introduction that I had to it, which is very... It can be very concentrated or very diluted, kind of where you're finding it, where you're finding the source material. But I would say my first introduction was really my sister, Taylor. We were sharing a room when I was 17, and she introduced me to Andrea Gibson. And ever since then, Andrea Gibson has been probably my favorite poet, just in every the way that they describe everything, and just their language is so beautiful, and I've always really taken to that. And that, and then I would go on YouTube and research different poets and listen to different different subject matter that poets would perform, and that just kind of inspired me to start slowly forming my own voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken me a long time, but I feel like I'm finally getting there.
Nice. That's good. Do you feel like a lot of your personality comes out in your poetry?
Definitely. I can be very blunt, and I have poems that are very blunt. And one of the things that I do that sometimes I don't even realize that I do is that I have a nervous laughter, and I make a lot of jokes. Like I said, I have very dry humor. So I make a lot of jokes in regards to things that people don't always find so funny, and that's kind of my comic relief for myself, and that kind of helps me relieve any of the pressure that comes with expressing things that are so close to my heart or so close to my past. And that definitely comes out in my poems, where I will take little lines that I can and kind of make a little bit of a joke out of something, or make a joke at the subject or myself. And I have a lot of poems that really reflect that, that at least have one or two lines of comic relief. And that's definitely part of my personality.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to develop your style and really find, or are you still feeling like you're still developing that?
I feel like that's an ever-growing thing, just as people are ever changing through their experiences, and we're constantly experiencing new things. We're constantly taking in information, and I feel like that is a consistent cycle of molding. And so I feel like it's ever changing, but I do feel like our tone changes more than necessarily our voice, and that is something that I feel like it's taken me since I first started writing, which was about 10 years ago, to really say that I have found my poetic voice, and that, like, I know what I write about, I know what I stand for, and I know that that is where my heart lies in my poetry.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that since you started performing last August, do you feel like the way that you tell your story has evolved since then?
Greatly, yes. I have had the opportunity to perform quite a bit since August, and I have a lot of friends that have continuously told me how much I've grown, and even I can feel it while performing, or even after, to go, okay, this has become so much more evolved than where I first started. And that goes through the stages of, you know, going from the page to reading it behind a mic, to starting to memorize things, to really being able to come up with your own cadence and your own rhythm to how you perform. And I feel like that's something that I've definitely grown significantly in. Mm-hmm. since I started in August.
Nice. And then you'd mentioned that you are currently working on like a collection of poems as well.
Yes.
Do you have any, like, what are your plans to do with that? Or do you ever think you want to publish? Or what's your end goal? Or do you see poetry in your future for that?
I always see poetry in my future, no matter where it ends up taking me or where it doesn't. And I ideally will be publishing this collection by the very latest the end of next year, by 2020, and being able to put that out and sell that and really expand my horizons as to where my voice and my poetry take me.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And then I know you brought a poem. Did you want to read that?
Yes, awesome. Definitely. Cool, I would love that. So this piece is called Erasure. It's my most recent piece, my most recent new piece that I've performed. And it goes like this. My siblings and I are young again, tucked in a room spread of Legos on the floor of a greenhouse. There is no mold in the walls, no monsters in the covers. The ghosts are silent. We are still poor, but my mother's frijoles are delicious, so we don't mind eating them every night. My brother still drives a Beetle. My sister comes around, and I do not call her stranger. There is no scar on my younger brother's left cheek. When they make jokes at the girl, she does not cry. She laughs. She laughs free and heavy. The child is unafraid. My mother is not lonely. Her body is strong. When the child speaks, my mother listens. My father, he is a good man, buys my mother flowers, kisses her often, looks something similar to Alejandro Fernandez. And the neighbors are just neighbors. No one to rescue her from. The girl never gets lice. Hair still holds curls. She never runs away, never burns the macaroni, never slices her finger trying to cut cardboard. She smiles, and she is proud to call it her father's smile. She grows unforced. The girl still writes poems. They are still sad, knows other parts of her exist, those parts not so lucky existing here. Erase one detail, and we are the same person. All pride lost in the strength it has taken me to survive this long, to make woman of the girl not so fortunate. Triumph in loving myself despite every boy who did not. Each friend that I found home in, every laugh in the face of distraught, every well-earned smile gone. What a price to undo the unlucky. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That was great.
Thank you.
Awesome. One thing I definitely noticed, I know people can't see, but you definitely seem like you get lost in your poem when you're performing that. Your eyes are closed and you really just feel like you're feeling everything. Can you just kind of say, like, tell us a little bit about like what you're feeling when you do perform like that?
A piece like that, like Erasure, is very, very personal. Every line in that is very deliberate. And I definitely do get lost in this kind of world that I've created within that poem. Erasure poetry is very popular, and it's kind of this format in which you take something that's already been written and you redact parts of it and create this new poem of your own within that a story already having been made. And I kind of took that idea and I went, what if I did this with parts of my life? Like, what would that look like if I wanted to make something beautiful out of something that's already been written? And writing that, I really got lost in this world that I've created for myself and the world that I currently live in, that is reality. And it comes from a very deep heart space that I'm very lucky that I get to unlock and put out and portray on stage.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you.
And then in case anybody does want to find you, find your poetry or anything, where can they find you?
So I am on Instagram. I am otherwise very bad at social media. My handle is Charlie Ann Aragon, and that's CharlieAnnearagon. My mother blessed me with a beautifully long name. And that I do post excerpts of things that I'm working on or new pieces. I am constantly posting when I'm going out to perform. And usually if I have like a week lineup of shows, I usually post that as well. And then I post updates of where my work is at in terms of developing my collection.
So, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, go check her out. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I want to thank you again for coming here, taking the time to be here on the show and talking with me.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, great. Of course. Once again, you're listening to Voice of a Generation. I'm your host, Jessica Vaughn, and I want to encourage everyone to share their story. Thank you for tuning in to KPCRadio.com, and have a great night.